Proclamation number 5655, dated the April 19th, 1953. Total disintegration of Earth. Spiritualization. A total disintegration of Earth is not yet intended, but the total transformation of the Earth's surface, which certainly also amounts to complete destruction because nothing of substance will be spared since every form will be dissolved in order to release the inherent spiritual substance for the purpose of entering new forms. The complete disintegration of Earth amounts to a spiritualization, and this moment in time has not arrived as yet, because the Earth still serves the imperfect spirits as a place to attain maturity. As long as spirits in need of attaining maturity still require earthly creations, the Earth will also remain a material world, yet constantly recurring transformations will be unavoidable, depending on the soul's state of maturity which are meant to reach perfection on Earth. For the Earth, however, the moment of its end will always come when such a transformation takes place, for then a new developmental era will start for all spirits, be they embedded in the human being or bound in a solid shell, because to a certain extent the different phases also require different possibilities, and those promising to be most successful will repeatedly be created again by God's great love and wisdom. People lack the knowledge about the individual phases of development, especially during the lost days before the end of every era, because people's low spiritual level, caused by their lack of love, also signifies ignorance as well as complete incomprehension for such offered information. They liken the end to a total disintegration of earthly material worlds. Yet this time is not foreseeable for eternities. Every individual phase, however, lasts a certain length of time, which starts with the emergence of the most manifold works of creations and ends with their destruction, which commences with spiritually highly evolved people and comes to its end again with truly diabolical ones. One phase of development would never accomplish the spiritualization of all spiritual beings, for as long as earthly material creations exist, as long as the earth still shelters creations, apart from the human being, which are inferior to him, such as animals, plants and spirits bound in solid matter, it cannot be totally dissolved, because these spiritual substances must time and again be given the possibility to reach maturity and to leave their present form, which in itself already necessitates new phases once the advancement has come to a standstill. For at the end of every period of salvation, a spiritualization of people can no longer be noticed, and such failure and non-observance of the true purpose of existence on Earth has to be redressed. These spiritual beings must also be shown a new way, because with God there is no surrender of that which belonged and continues to belong to Him, but which must also become the same again as it originated from God. For even if it inexorably strives towards the abyss, He will not leave it in this depth, but time and again He will find means and ways to lead it back up to the light. Thus He will never stop this higher development until even the last of the once fallen spirits has found its way back to the Father. And yet there will always be an end again, an end of every individual phase of specific duration which God granted the spiritual beings, but which will also come to an end one day. And this is why you humans cannot carelessly speak of an end of the world, which is to be understood as a complete transience of God's creation, but you should only look at it as a transformation which, however, will be so extensive and inclusive that it is inconceivable to you as human beings, and can also only be experienced and observed by God's few loyal followers, who will subsequently testify to God's might and glory on the new earth. You humans are approaching such an end, even if it appears doubtful to you and your mind wants to reject it. But also remember the still-bound spiritual substances. Remember all the creations below you and ask yourselves how these spiritual beings shall attain redemption unless opportunities are created for them time and again. More so, remember the people who totally distance themselves from God and, after all, cannot live forever on earth. Then you will understand that God's love, being full of mercy, tends to all that which is unredeemed, and that an apparent work of destruction is an act of profound mercy, because the succeeding new creations will offer the lowest fallen spirits the path of higher development again, which can still lead to God one day, if only after an infinitely long time. Amen.